Hi, this is Patrick Johnson. I am really looking forward to the show today, but first, a word from our attorneys.
The information provided in this program is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we don't guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but are limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for all members of the listening audience. Listening to this program should not be considered an engagement with SRS Capital Advisors, Inc. or Wealth Partner. Wealth Partner is a division of SRS Capital Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor whose principal office is located in Colorado. Patrick Johnson is an investment advisor representative of SRS Capital Advisors. Being a registered investment advisor or describing ourselves as being registered does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, where we believe financial wealth is one part of overall well-being. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. Now, here's your host, Patrick Johnson.
So, welcome to another episode of Healthy, Wealthy, Wise. I am excited about this show. As you all know, we are a non-traditional wealth management firm. We grew out of a traditional wealth management firm. We see wealth as a rainbow, money as one of the colors, and in this show, my hope is that this offering can add something of value to the community so that our depth of life experience can be enhanced. And today we're going to be talking about a topic and a dimension of well-being that is really important, critically important. Paula Levy is joining us, and I'm going to let her introduce herself here in a moment because she will do it better than me. But she's a local, beautiful soul who's trying to do something beautiful in the community. And we're going to break this show into two parts. One is to try to add value in her arena of expertise. And then also she's here with a vulnerable submission to the community and a very direct request for help for something that could really be of great benefit to this community. And so I just wanted to take this opportunity to put her voice out there. Bobby Mikulas last week said that one of the most important ingredients to community is vulnerability. And Paula is here being vulnerable. We have an interesting backstory. I live in Woodland Park, and Paula's husband, Neil, and I had met when I was on a date night at the Swiss Chalet, which they owned. Paula still owns Pepper Tree. Neil has passed. He's no longer with us. But I was interested in getting involved on a civic level in Woodland Park. And a few conversations led to him kind of taking me under his wing a bit and making some introductions. Just the kindest man, just so beautiful and gentle, and was really enjoying building a friendship. And about, it might've been a week or two before he passed. I mean, it was imminent. And we were talking on the phone and he said, "Patrick, I really feel like if we had more time, we'd be great friends." And that will always stick with me, just his presence, to be thinking of blessing another when he was going through that. And so that's a little bit of Paula. But that's how we met. It's definitely a part of her life experience that she brings a depth of soul in her bearing that you can feel. But her professional area of expertise is different. And it is an important area. We're all going to be touched by it. I'm going to let Paula just go for the first half of the show with things that we might really benefit from as we engage with people who are in a stage of life that's challenging. And then on the other half of the break, we're going to talk about this project that she's trying to bring to the Colorado Springs community and let her share her vision there and then give you a way to be in touch with her. So that's the intro to the show. The rest of the show is really going to be Paula talking, and I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you.
Absolutely.
For your time.
Thank you for having me. It's such a opportunity and a privilege
to
sit across from you.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that this just gives you a voice and that the community has benefited. So, why don't you offer a few things that you just feel like are very important for people to hear in this world that you live in, and maybe give a little bit of your background as to why you're such an expert in this space.
Sure. I grew up with all four grandparents in my life. Mm. They were all four at our wedding, which was very special. And I was, instead of out playing with cousins, I sat at their feet. I loved time with them, which gave me a love that carried into my work. Mm. I have a degree in leisure science, recreation, and you can laugh because my brothers laughed me out of the house. But My emphasis was in gerontology, and so my field works were with elderly, seniors. My first field work was at the Colorado Springs Senior Center. My second field work was at Cheyenne Mountain Nursing Center.
Okay.
And this was long before Alzheimer's units and Alzheimer's was even the buzzword. So I love the geriatric.
I'm sitting across from Paula right now, and her mug, it says old people. It's got a sticker across it. Old people are cool.
And they are. And I love them.
Yeah.
So I went back to that nursing home when I graduated, and they had an activities assistant position. But what they had changed from when I was there before, they had put secure doors up at the end of a hallway and called it their Alzheimer's unit.
Mm.
They put all the wandering residents back on this hallway with 8 rooms, 2 to a room, and these people, they basically herded them back to a hallway, and that was their Alzheimer's unit. And they had no one that had signed up to work back there except for the aides and the nurses. And I said, you know what? I'll go back there.
Wow.
And I just found my people. I never looked back. And that has thrown me into my third decade of working with this population and their families.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love that introduction because you have all these professional accolades and all this experience, but what you chose to highlight was just your compassion and love. And that is so much more important than anything else. Well, you're very technically astute as well. We won't get into that as much. We'll just take that as an assumed, but maybe share some of that wisdom with us on the first half of the show. Like, bless us with ways that we can be more compassionate.
Sure. Most of my presentations, when I do them, I start with a quote from Rosalind Carter, and I didn't realize she had a caregiver institute until I met a friend of mine who has gone through her certification through that institute. But Rosalind Carter says that there are only 4 kinds of people in this world: those who have been caregivers, those who are currently caregivers, those who will be caregivers, and those who will need caregivers. And I have found that to be true with everyone I come in contact with. Someone says, oh, I wish I would have met you sooner. I could have used you 10 years ago. My friend is going through this with her parents. Everyone I come in contact has a story about someone who is living with dementia. And I just love that quote because it really touches everyone.
I'll make that very real this morning. I'm still a practitioner in traditional wealth management, and I had a client come in, wanted to run numbers around the cost of taking care of his spouse who was going to need it. It's very real on the financial front, and working through that touches me professionally more and more. But I'll also share, and I don't know if I shared earlier, but my mother has Alzheimer's, and she's going downhill fast. I'm flying back in a couple of weeks to just sit with her and be with her. So maybe we start there. Like, help me be a better son when I'm sitting down with my 82-year-old mother with Alzheimer's, who will remember me and is going to be so delighted to see me. You know the profile, right?
Right.
So let's start there.
And I encourage families to be with them, not at them or not do to them. So many family members that I work with, and I consult with caregivers, I train staff, I trained Woodland Park's ambulance not long ago on how to respond to a dementia care call. It's totally different.
Sure.
Right. But I have some certifications under a real dementia guru, and her name is Tipa Snow, and she has her own website and a YouTube. She even has a TikTok. But she says that you need to lead with compassion and not an agenda. And most caregivers, even if it's a visit, have an agenda with that visit. And they want something to go a certain way with their loved one. And that sets you up for frustration, failure, just a bad visit.
Yeah, it reminds me of a quote for just more on the spiritual dimension, but that expectations can be the killers of joy.
Absolutely.
It's an iteration of that anyway.
Yeah. So it is. It's leading with compassion. It's touching. It's just being with them, knowing that if even if she knows who you are, she might not say your name. She knows your feel. Mm-hmm. She knows your smell. She knows you're familiar. She will always know that about you.
Oh my God, I'm going to start crying. Yes.
And
yes,
so another quote from Tipa Snow, and this can apply to just all disabilities, all diagnoses, but she uses dementia, obviously, and she says, dementia doesn't rob someone of their dignity. It's our reaction to them that does so.
It does it. Wow.
And that's so powerful, because families are embarrassed by what dementia does to their person. The behavior is not is not okay, you know, in community. It's different.
So really be there. When you say be there for them without agenda, I love that. That's a great takeaway. Just that from the show is time well spent. But also be there with a level of presence that is, there's no judgment whatsoever. You're just purely there as a loving presence.
Right, right. And I've actually done a talk which they gave me the theme freedom, and I was supposed to come up with a talk around that. And so my talk was dementia related, and it was titled Freedom in Captivity. And it was about how people living with dementia are captive in the disease. They're still them, but they're different.
Yep.
And that they have a freedom within that disease to be whoever that disease presents, right?
Yeah.
And so what that turned into when I was talking was my 34 years of doing this, I have stories galore that would have you laughing so hard you're crying.
Well, that's exactly where I was about to go, because my mother is cracking us up now.
Oh yeah,
because of her freedom.
Yep.
And so would you also add then, just on the first half of the show, the takeaways, presence with compassion, and really in power, but then also levity? Where does this play in?
Sense of humor. You know, you
being with them in that freedom.
Yeah,
huh?
And you're not laughing at them. It's of different course. Than, but you're laughing with them and lightening the environment, lightening just the air, you know, just being with them and knowing that, you know, you're in it with them.
Right.
You're in it with them. It's a family disease.
Don't hide the
grandchildren from it. Uh-huh. Let them engage, because as a person with dementia is losing abilities to walk and find words and to eat with knives and forks, it's the same way a toddler is developing. And there's a time when they meet in the middle. So a baby is sitting up and rolling over, standing up, learning to walk, learning to eat with fingers first. And a person with Alzheimer's or dementia is unraveling in that same way.
And let that be.
Let it be.
With kindness.
Yep.
That's beautiful. Thank you. We're going to break for a few minutes, and we'll be back to talk about this project that we're excited about.
The Healthy Wealthy Wise Show is underwritten by Wealth Partner, a unique wealth management firm based in Colorado Springs. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. We believe prudent stewardship of one's financial life is critical to overall well-being, and this is where we begin our relationship with clients. Our highly personalized financial planning process is designed to reduce stress so clients can more fully enjoy all the dimensions of their true wealth. And to help clients thrive, we also offer powerful, cutting-edge, evidence-based health and well-being services. Wealth Partner is a rapidly growing company, which has evolved out of an award-winning fiduciary wealth management firm, currently managing well over $1 billion in client assets. And our offering is priced at a fraction of the cost of most firms. If this unique approach to wealth management interests you, please visit our website at www.wealthpartner.com. That's wealth spelled W-E-L-L-T-H, W-E-L-L-T-H-partner.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Wealthy Wise on KRDO News Radio. Here's your host, Patrick Johnson.
Okay, we are back for the second half of this Saturday's show, and we're going to be shifting gears a little bit, but Paula and I were talking at the break, you know, what were the key takeaways? Because again, to use what might be a bit of an overused phrase or word, we're riffing with each other, you know, we're having fun, and we were just kind of in the flow there. We're just locked eyes. This is real for me. It's real for a lot of you listeners, I'm sure. We were just talking at the break about what a huge issue it is, and we're going to drift into a conversation about a solution that Paula has. But before we do that, just to reflect back on the break, we talked about engaging with our community members, family members with dementia. And Paula just shared there's over 100 different types of dementia. Alzheimer's is one of them. But that we engage with them with a powerful just presence, with no agenda or judgment, and just be with them very powerfully. And that takes a presence that we might have to breathe a few times before we engage with that person. It's not as natural, but just to be there with them with no agenda is a beautiful offering. And then levity, just laughing with them. And they're still human beings. And humor is a huge dimension of our well-being. And just to go there with them and laugh about life and about the silly things that they might do, even. Just keep levity in the paradigm. And then letting it be as a part of life, just as a child develops over time and goes through formative years physically, so too an elderly person often finds themselves unwinding and losing motor skills and cognitive abilities, etc. And then it's just a part of life. Just as the child is developing, the elderly person is, like we all will, mm-hmm. in some form or fashion, mm-hmm. unwinding a bit. And to go through that, not hiding that from the life experience or tucking it away from the grandkids' eyes, but to let them delight in that season. And there's a compassion in that too, that our culture doesn't do as well as other cultures, mm-hmm. but we can bring some more of that in with compassionate caregiving. Mm-hmm. So we'll use that as a segue to talk about this project, and take it, go where you want to go with it.
All right. Yeah. Unfamiliar with facility settings, with long-term care, Alzheimer's specific facilities, with adult day program. I've done all of that, mm-hmm. and I've done for-profit and non-profit. And I've recently relocated to Colorado Springs, where I grew up. So this is my old stomping ground. My parents are alive and well in their 80s, and my brother is across town, and one of my kids is down the street. And so when I moved here back in November, and just still am knee-deep in the dementia senior arena, noticed the need of an adult day program in our community. Mm. I'm doing caregiver consulting, and all kinds of caregivers, not just dementia, but that's my specialty. Mm-hmm. But just working with caregivers, helping them navigate their journey, and working with caregivers knowing that they need a place to get respite, to allow them to take a break, to take care of themselves instead of pouring everything they have into their person living with dementia. Mm-hmm. Knowing the importance of that, because again, I've done this long enough, I've actually seen caregivers die taking care of their person, mm-hmm. because they've let everything about their health on the back burner.
Yeah.
And
they've
died. Yeah. So I know the need is there. I know that I'm the person to do it because I've done it before. Mm. I know I have relationships with funders. I have staff. I have volunteers. I have the means to do it. I just want to serve this community in a way that is going to help caregivers. It's going to help the person living with dementia by creating community for them.
Yeah, just let's make sure that we're all tracking 100% on what this is. Adult daycare. Give me a quick definition of that.
I'm going to stop you with the care set, this care word, because daycare implies children. And to keep it respectful on the adult level, I call it an adult day program.
Adult day, sorry.
Yeah, no,
I thought
no
I
problem.
Heard adult
no,
daycare.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Adult day program.
Thank you.
Yes, because I think I even had the Area Agency on Aging change it in their yellow book.
Really?
Yes.
Good for you. I can see why.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for the qualification.
Yeah, no,
so
no
adult
problem.
Day program.
Adult day program, which the mission of an adult day program is really to prevent a premature nursing home placement. Mm. It's to allow the caregiver a chance to recharge and just reboot for the, you know, for a day, for several days. In my past program, I had a mom living with her adult daughter, and she came every day 8 to 6 because the daughter was working full time. Sure. So the needs are different. The time of day, how many days, the hours are all different, but it gives the caregiver a chance to take that break and be able to keep going longer rather than just throwing their hands in the air and saying, I can't do this anymore. Mm. I'm just going to place you because I can't do this.
So their loved one gets community, gets skilled people around them, mm-hmm. making sure that the caregiver can retreat yep. for hours, days, whatever it is, mm-hmm. with a sense of confidence.
Right, right.
And then that's the only way that they can really rest.
Exactly. So and we've that. Had a caregiver just go home and sleep mm-hmm. for yeah. 8 hours while their person's with us sure. because they're sleeping with one eye open. Mm-hmm. They don't know if their person's going to get up and go to the front door and leave.
Right. They can really sleep.
They can really sleep. Mm-hmm. And so the day program gives the person living with dementia or stroke or, I mean, we see all kinds of people, not just dementia. It gives them a chance to have a day out, create community, experience meaningful activity, pets, music, art, outings, and the intergenerational connections that we can make with the community. At the my previous program, we had elementary, junior high, and high school connections with all of the schools. And so the intergenerational connection yeah. was just received so well on both ends.
So if this is done well, yes. it's just a beautiful offering for the loved one Absolutely. And for the caregiver both. So tell us about this vision.
Yeah.
So now, thank you for helping me understand.
Sure. Yeah. So my vision is to make it a home away from home. Mm-hmm. So I'm not looking for a commercial building to go into, though it needs to be zoned appropriate because it's a commercial, it's a nonprofit. It's,
sure.
it's a commercial project, but I have to have it look like home. Mm-hmm. They have to be able to walk in and feel like they are in a place like home, mm-hmm. which is going to be the name of my nonprofit. It's going to be called A Place Like Home oh. Adult Day Program. And I have secured that name. I have my nonprofits in process, and I have actually found the perfect building. Mm. The perfect building. My previous program was 1,000 square feet. We were very limited on how many people we could take. We had people coming from El Paso, Park County, and we served Teller County. Mm. So it was very well received. And this home that I have found is a block and a half north of Penrose Hospital. It was previously an assisted living. It comes fully furnished. It's all ADA. It's the perfect home. And it is what I want.
Yeah.
And so because I don't have my nonprofit yet, I cannot apply for funding from foundations. And so I am, and I have all those grants ready to send because I've done it before and I have relationship with funders. I need someone or two or three or whoever, I need someone to come in and help me buy that home and then trust that with my knowledge and experience and connections that I can apply for grants as soon as I have my nonprofit in hand and pay them back, because owning the building and not having to throw rent out the window would be huge. The size of this building is 3 times the size of what my previous building was. So we could serve 10 to 12, possibly 15 people a day instead of the 5 a day that we were serving in the previous program.
So that's ultimately 50 to hundreds of caregivers over the course of a week who are just that much more well.
Absolutely.
Just better.
Absolutely.
So Paula was referred to me by an estate planning attorney just because of I've been a practitioner for 30 years and I might have some ideas on how to structure an LLC to buy this thing or other creative debt structures or financing structures. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about that. Paula is in a position where she has found the right property. She has the experience. In her words, she is the person to do this. There ultimately is just the need to pull it together. And while we have talked some technical, ultimately what I submitted is, Paula, I don't know if how much value I can add on the technical piece. It's not really my day-to-day. I know enough to be dangerous and can maybe make some introductions. And then I had this aha moment as a key ingredient for community. Here's Paula saying, you know, she's holding it loosely. It's beautiful. It's like, it's perfect. But if it doesn't come together, it's not meant to be. But let's see what we can do as a community. And I was like, well, let's use this radio show and put it out in the community and see what happens. And so she's being vulnerable here, saying, I have all these connections and I have it all. It's ready to go, but I can't do this right now. I need a community to come around me and make this happen. So we don't really have a specific ask right now that we've cleverly come up with. It's basically like, hey, if you are touched, you'd like to see this come into our community and you might know somebody who knows somebody, what, reach out to you directly, right, Paula?
Right.
Yeah. So exactly. How do they do that?
They can call me on my phone, my cell phone, 719-331-3640.
Great. Repeat that one more time if you don't mind.
719-331-3640.
Okay.
I'd be happy to talk with them. I'd be happy to share the link of the property with them.
Yeah.
My logo is done and ready to be made into a sign for that property, and we're ready. I mean, it's turkey.
You're just open to seeing how this.
And I have clients right now that are asking for the application because they want to be first ones in the first day.
So we're putting out there. I'm getting the message from Justin that we're closing in on our time. So we've got to put a bow on this. But you all that are listening get the idea here. There's a neat opportunity. Reach out to Paula directly if you feel like you might be able to help, and don't be shy about that. She's eager to see how God might pull this whole thing together potentially. So that is it for today. Thank you very much for joining us for Healthy, Wealthy, Wise, and we will see you next week. And if you have any feedback for the show, questions, points of clarification, things you'd like to hear addressed, please don't hesitate to send us a note at info@wealthpartner.com. That's WELLTH partner. So info@wealthpartner.com. And we'd love to hear from you. Thanks for joining.
Listeners are encouraged to consult a professional advisor before implementing any of the strategies presented. The material in this program is for education purposes and is not intended to provide investment, tax, legal, health, or medical advice. Past performance does not guarantee future success. Information in this program is not an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of any offer to buy or sell the investments, investment strategies, securities, or well-being services mentioned herein. All expressions of opinion reflect the judgment of the speakers as of the date of the radio show and are subject to change and are not statements of material fact. Opinions are based on knowledge and experience, but may not include all of the supporting facts to verify these opinions. The advisor may not transact business in states where it is not appropriately registered, excluded, or exempted from registration. Individualized responses to persons that involve either the affecting of transaction and securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice for compensation will not be made without registration or exemption.